everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. You know why this podcast exists. It's here for you, to remind you that magic and mystery abound in this reality. And many days when we wake up and roll out of bed, we have no idea of the enchanting day ahead of us. This week's episode comes courtesy of my guest, Angie Hawkins, who, among many other things, has jumped out of a helicopter and into the ocean, bungee jumped, skydived, and cliff jumped, and is a surfer in Hawaii's oceans. But she's also an inner glow coach who transforms high-achieving spiritual women from chasing love and approval to radiating the fierce confidence that they innately have. She's actually very, very funny, and the two of us just got along like a house on fire. And Angie's story? Well, it's all about second chances in the most unexpected ways. It's a little bit spooky, it's a little bit mystery, and it's all about believing that those who pass before us are always here and always open to making amends. So without further ado, here's my next conversation with the glorious Angie Hawkins.
I was the treasurer on my condo association. So I was like, we cannot afford to fumigate the hallway. So I was pissed. So I was getting ready to be like, stop smoking in the hallway. So I like fly open the door and there's nobody there. And I was like, I know I smelled someone smoking. So I walked around the corner to the elevator bank thinking they were waiting for the elevator and there was nobody there. And they're related, mysterious and magical. So a week after my dad passed away, and I wrote about this in my book, and this is when I was living in Chicago, and I worked from home when I lived in Chicago. So I was working from home and I smelled someone smoking. And I was like, who is smoking? And I thought it was like coming in through the hallway because I lived in a condo. So there was like a hallway. And I was the treasurer on my condo association. So I was like, we cannot afford to fumigate the hallway. So I was pissed. So I was getting ready to be like, stop smoking in the hallway. So I like fly open the door and there's nobody there. And I was like, I know I smelled someone smoking. So I walked around the corner to the elevator bank thinking they were waiting for the elevator and there was nobody there. And we only had two elevators and they were really slow. So there was no way that they had like caught the elevator in that amount of time. So I was like walking back to my condo and I'm like, I am not crazy. I know I like this, you know, when you smell something pungent and it's still stinging your nose, like that's how it was. So I'm like, I'm not crazy. I smelled it. And I walked back to my kitchen and I was like, you know how there's a difference between someone actively smoking and then like the leftover. I was like, and like all smokers have their own distinct scent. I was smelling my dad. And at the time, it was terrifying because I was like, oh, my God, what is happening? Like, I didn't like know anything about like the other realm or whatever. So that was mysterious. But I'll fast forward. But it got to the point where I accepted that I can communicate with him on the other side of the veil because like I write him letters every day. And when my dad was alive, we were not close. Like growing up, he was an alcoholic. He was depressed. Like he was just there. Like we didn't really have a relationship. And then after college, I tried to form a relationship with him and it just wasn't there. So my point is we were not close at all. And we weren't even really talking in the years leading up to his death. But like now, he's like my biggest protector. He's always taking care of me. Like he's like my best friend. So I think that's so magical. Yeah. And then a few months ago, I was talking to a friend about it because I was like, man, this is like such a cool thing for me. And then he was like, well, I bet that's like really healing for your dad too, because you're giving him the opportunity to show up for you in a way he didn't before. And I never thought of it that way because I didn't think spirits would have to go through their own healing journey. But I was like, yeah, I think you're right. So I just think that's so magical that we still have this opportunity to have that father-daughter relationship, even though it's like so different than, you know, in the flesh. But I just think that's really magical. And I wish more people knew about that, because I think a lot of people see death as like, this is the end, like it's never again, but it's just different.
That is actually fascinating. Yeah. I love that you're like, when you're first, you know, experiencing this and the scent and the smell, and you're trying to figure out where it's coming from. And you're just like, I didn't believe in any of that stuff then. And it sounds like there was a pretty quick turnaround time to where you're like, oh.
Well, what happened was I ended up going to a medium because I smelled him a few more times. And I was like, I just couldn't handle it. And I didn't know what to do. But even going to the medium, I didn't really believe in that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I felt crazy. And I remember, this is when I lived in Chicago, and I went to her in person. I was like, is anyone watching me? Like, I was so embarrassed. I didn't want anyone to know that I was going. And so I sit down with her. And first of all, she called me Ange, which is something my dad would have called me. So that was the first thing. And then the other thing was, when my mom and I went to clean out his house, like, he just had a bunch of junk and stuff, but I felt like I need to take something. Mm-hmm. So I took the sweater from his closet just to take something. And she immediately, one of the first things she said to me, she's like, what was the shirt that you took from his closet? And the only other person that would have known that was my mom. So like immediately I was like, okay, this is a thing. And then she was also like, yeah, your dad doesn't really believe in people like me. So I'm kind of having a hard time connecting, but I'm trying to tell him like, you're already here, so let's just do it. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds like my dad. So it's like, she immediately just fed me these things where I was convinced like, yeah, that's him.
Oh my gosh. Wow. You know, it's so interesting we're having this conversation, because a former guest on my podcast, who I'm still, you know, friends with on Facebook, he just recently lost the love of his life. Mm-hmm. His long-term, decades-long best friend, partner, husband, he just lost him.
Aww.
And it was actually quite quick. He'd been fighting cancer for a little over a year, and then just things snowballed. And I was actually very surprised when he died so quickly, because he basically came home and then within a couple of days was gone. And it's very interesting. You know, he, of course, this just happened a few weeks ago. He is devastated. He's broken, but he was sharing his grief on Facebook and telling stories about, you know, what it looks like his partner's shoes are still by the front door where he left them when he came home from the hospital and all this stuff. But twice he said, and I believe it. I believe this because I have witnessed my own things that are inexplicable, that his partner came to him and audibly, you know, one day comforted him and said, it's okay. He could hear him. Mm-hmm. He was in the room. Yeah. And then a few days later called him by a nickname and said something else. And he's just writing it. And he's like, these things are happening and I don't know how, but he's still here. And yeah, that's fascinating. That. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. And it's wild.
It's scary when it's happening. Cause you're like, it just seems like something out of a movie. But until it happens to you, because now when people tell me stories like that, I like don't even bat an eye. I'm like, oh yeah, of course they're communicating with you.
That's it. No false advertising here. Angie is hilarious, intelligent, and so very compassionate about how to be in our lives and survive in our lives and heal and bring beauty for others, all the while with an incredible, incredible sense of humor. If you want to learn a little bit more about what Angie's doing in the world, well, check out the episode show notes,
there's going to be links to all sorts of great things, including to her book, Running in Slippers. I need to thank Angie for being on the show and being such a great guest and being so open and vulnerable and sharing the stories of her life. Thanks everyone for listening. You have no idea how much it means to me that the podcast is being heard by so many people and is making people happy and reminding them that this world is indeed a beautiful place. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Angie. Be fierce. Do not give up. Jump out of a helicopter into the ocean. No. You don't have to do that. But do things that test you, that might scare you, that might challenge you. I mean, I am one for thinking about something and then getting scared and not doing it. I am absolutely that person. But then I remind myself that I actually walked across France 500 miles doing the Camino by myself, not speaking the language, and then suddenly enrolling in that Spanish class doesn't seem too scary. So remind yourself how brave and courageous you are, just like Angie. Remind yourself that you're brilliant and funny, just like Angie, and that you absolutely can handle whatever comes your way, and that you too are always ready for the adventure.